And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about chaos versus order, all in the light of your comfort zone. I'm Mike Harrison, radio and podcast host, proud Lifestyles Unlimited member, and real estate investor, going on my 15th year now as a real estate investor. It's been a great ride. It's a lot of fun, and every day is different. A few weeks back, my wife and I spent some time out with good friends celebrating the holidays. I'm sure you did the same. There's about 12 of us, I guess, maybe 14, all couples, my friend group, really. All of them high W-2 income earners at this stage in their life, devout 401k investors, and also people as a group that pay extra on their mortgage. They like that idea, pay down the home. And I used to be that guy, but I'm not anymore. I'm the black sheep. My friends pay quite a bit of income tax as a percentage of their earnings. I don't. In fact, last year I got money back. My friends are at the mercy of Wall Street. I'm not. My friends believe real estate investing's complicated. The unknown, right? The great unknown. I don't believe it's complicated or risky at all. I'm educated. My friends definitely believe real estate investment success takes decades. Decades. I do not. These are people looking at it from the outside that don't have a true understanding of real estate investing. And my friends' goal, pretty much as a group, is to save a huge pile of money, live off that pile of money when they retire. And my goal is completely yes, I want a great dignified retirement, right? We share that in common. But my method is to create large amounts of monthly cash flow that come in each and every month automatically on their own, and to live off that cash flow and grow my wealth at the same time. Completely different idea. We both want to get to the same place, right? Paradise, retirement, dignified retirement, extra money to do what you want, when you want, where you want, with whomever you want. We both want to get there. I'm getting there by creating cash flow. They're getting there by saving just a pile of money and then living off of said pile of money. Now, my friends all live a life of order and predictability. There's different stages to that, right? I mean, things, life comes at us from all directions, but bearing that, we all have that. They like order and predictability. My life, honestly, is partial order, partial chaos, purposely. I like it that way. Nothing upsets my friends more than unpredictability. They like to be in control. These folks are business owners. One of them's a pilot. These are chief financial officers, venture capitalists, investment managers. One of them's a very successful residential real estate broker, high-end property. But they are not rental property owners at all, which, boy, you're just kind of scraping it. If you're in the real estate business, but you don't own rental property, you're kind of right there. So that's funny to me. But anyway, but I live my life on the line between order and chaos. If chaos is on the left and order's on the right, where I stand has a leg right in the middle, 50-50 split. That's where I like it. Why? Well, stick with me for this show, and you'll hear my why. But there's a saying, maybe you've heard it, but the saying goes, you'll never really grow unless you get out of your comfort zone. You'll never grow unless you get out of your comfort zone. And there's a gazillion quotes around that same line of thought. There's another one, weakness lives in comfort, right? That's one of my favorite. But you'll never really grow unless you get out of your comfort zone. Those words were spoken to me over lunch by a businessman, a guy that was older than me. He was a mentor to me at the time when I was younger. He was a successful home builder. He's a man I respected. I came to know him. And these were, again, in my early career days when I was younger. he said that to me. And looking back, I thought at the time what he meant was, you know, try new things, right? I was thinking small, you know, travel to off the beaten path to exotic locales, try different foods, read more, experience things culturally. And of course, those things I did and I still do. We love getting off the beaten path when we take a vacation. And I was thinking this gentleman meant my personal life at the time. And it took me decades to realize he was really talking about my professional life. Now, this let me just give you a little bit of background. This man wasn't just a successful home builder. He was an incredibly successful home builder. I mean, one of the largest in Texas, as a matter of fact. And that company is still in existence today, quietly. And you wouldn't know it if you met the man, but his net worth was exceptional. Let's just say it at that. But you'd never know it. He was just a common everyday, just a great guy, down to earth. It was years later when that thought came back to me. And that thought came back to me. It was at my first Lifestyles Unlimited education workshop. We call it the Investor Skills Intensive. It's actually a two-day workshop. It's 8 hours on Saturday and 8 hours on Sunday. And if you're interested in that, I'll share more information later about how you can find out information on that. But it's an intensive real estate seminar that we do several times a month at our different offices around the country and throughout Texas. But it's really where you learn. It's a lot of mindset stuff. It's not just mathematical equations. It's mindset shifts and it's strategies on how to properly invest in real estate. But it was at my first one, and I've done this seminar several times. And what triggered that memory, this was Dale Walmsley, our founder, was actually teaching that seminar. And he said two things. The first thing he said was, not everyone wants to be a millionaire. And the second thing he said, what gets in the way of a great life? A good life. Think about that. What are you more afraid of? Working until you die or investing in real estate? Right? Working until you die or investing in real estate? Let's phrase it a different way. Do you fear chaos and disorder more than you fear the status quo? And we'll call the status quo safety and mediocrity. For most people, real estate investing equals the great unknown. It might as well be trying to visit one of the moons of Jupiter. For a lot of people, it is just the great unknown. Chaos, disorder, everybody has heard the terrible story, tenants, taxes, toilets, my friend's brothers, cousins, neighbors, girlfriend rented her house out to a biker gang and they destroyed it. And I'm over-exaggerating, but I think we all know the terrible real estate story because everyone's happy to share it with you whenever you say, well, I'm a real estate investor. And they're immediately, oh my gosh, you know, so-and-so tried it and they lost their tail. But it's not like that if you're educated. But yeah, real estate for most people is the great unknown. Keep in mind, only 7% of people out there have rental real estate in their portfolio, 7%. So when I say we're rare, we are absolutely rare. Now, I'm not talking about people that own a second vacation home. I'm talking about investment rental property, whether it's multifamily or a rental property, 7%. Every investment is unique. That's scary to some people. The technique and the strategy is the same, but the properties I'm invested in are as different as two sides of a coin. The strategy is the same. The coin's still the same, but every investment's unique. For people that don't understand real estate investing, they get trapped in the what if, the what if, the what if. What if I don't rent it? What if they destroy it? What if I have to evict them? I've been through one eviction, and it was a purposely done eviction by the resident. I'm not saying that's a good thing. This was a rental property. The man and his wife were great on paper, and they were excellent residents for 3 years, kept the property clean, neat. Something happened. They went a bloody, brutal divorce, and the resident actually told me, he said she had moved out, and he said, we're going to go all the way to eviction, Mike, because I want to destroy her credit. So kind of shallow, but it is what it is. And we followed through and evicted, and the guy left the property neat and clean. So I guess I had a good experience. But what I want to draw the line at is I've only had that once in 15 years. Okay. It's part of it. If you have a method to process it, or if you've never done it, if you have a mentor, you have an education program, it's really not that big of a deal to go through the process, at least not in where I live in Texas. Now, I've heard some horror stories in some blue states, and I don't invest in blue states or blue cities. But again, that's part of the strategy, right? A lot of people that don't understand real estate investing don't really see it as investing. To them, they see it as something just off the, like, hey, that's left field. They see investing as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, money market, CDs, etc. That's what they see as investing. They see their personal home as investing. They don't see buying a rental real estate property as investing. And they're caught up in the risk, the what ifs. The status quo is stability and order. Again, that's what people like, right? That's why people steer away from real estate that don't understand it. They want predictability. They don't mind their 9-to-5 job, which is really a 7-to-7 jobs on several days. They think paying off the house is a great idea. It was a great idea for my parents and grandparents. It was a different world then. Not necessarily a great idea today, especially if you're sitting on a sub 3% loan, right, or mortgage. Why would you pay off 3% when you can go invest it for much, much better than that in real estate? They're into automatic investing, right? The 401k. Why does the stock market continue to go up? My personal belief is because millions of people have their retirement, quote unquote, on autopilot. And basically the algorithm is telling when they're kicking money out each and every week to buy. And they're always buying the biggest companies. The biggest companies aren't getting bigger because they're great. They're getting bigger because more people are investing in it on autopilot. Think about that for a sec. Status quo, predictability, order, savings accounts, right? Save. For these folks, opportunity only comes every so often, right? The thought is like this: when I pay my car off, then we can fill in the blank. If I get a bonus this year, then we can fill in the blank, right? If I get a raise, we can fill in the blank. Once my house is paid off, then we will have enough extra money to fill in the blank. That's how the majority of people live. That's how a lot of my friends live. I lived in that world for a long time, my friends. I remember having those conversations with my wife. Hey, bonus is coming up in 2 months. We'll use that toward a vacation. It was a different world. Once I started investing in real estate, everything changed, especially when I was able to stack money each and every month, one investment on top of another investment on top of another investment. This one pays me $300. This one pays me $800. This one pays $700. On and on and on. I wasn't waiting in the W-2 world to say, hey, if I get a great commission check this month because I made a great sale, we can get new carpet. It was today, it's like, hey, we want to get new carpet. I'm not saying I'm, you know, dripping Mr. Moneybags here, but I can say, hey, we've got enough money coming in. We can get some. If you want new carpet upstairs, let's get new carpet. If you want to plan a great vacation this summer, let's plan a great vacation, because I've got, it's completely different. I have the passive income coming in that I can afford and pay to do those activities, right? The things in the past that I was always putting off as a W-2 employee. So what I did was I left essentially stability, order, and added a little bit of chaos in my life by investing in real estate. Now, it's not chaotic in that it's just a complete tornado. It's chaotic in that you've got to manage the investment, right? Where are we at on the rent roll on this particular apartment community? Are rents, is occupancy trending up? Is it trending down? Is it staying flat? Are we able to raise rents? What percentage of rents were we able to raise for this particular community? What's our month-on-month trend, right? Are we Were we coming up? Were we coming down? Are we flat? Where are we at? So that's where the chaos comes in, because all of that adds to the net operating income, which is important to us as passive investors, because the greater the net operating income, the greater the value and the greater the distribution from that investment.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Looking for a smarter way to build income? Lifestyles Unlimited teaches real estate investing strategies designed to help you take control of your future. Text radio to 88007. Radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back. I'm Mike Harrison, Lifestyles Unlimited member, radio and podcast host, and real estate investor. If you have any questions or comments or just want to reach out, I'm here to help. My email is askmike@luinc.com. I'd like to invite you to our free workshop. This is where we go over how we invest in real estate, why we invest in real estate. No obligation. You can sign up for that at freeworkshoplivestream.com. All one word, freeworkshoplivestream.com. And that's where we'll do a review of just what we'll teach as what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited and how we make money five ways on a single family property and six ways on a multifamily property. Also, if you join Lifestyles Unlimited, I mentioned it earlier, the Investor Skills Intensive, that's that two-day seminar. You want to get involved. You want to understand how to add passive income in your life? This is where you do it, that Investor Skills Intensive seminar that we have, and you'll find information on that at lifestylesunlimited.com. Talking about chaos versus order, all in the light of your comfort zone, right? The comfort zone is everything we've been, that's just been ingrained in us since we were young. Go to school, get good grades, go to college, right? This is the recipe for success, let's just say, in the conventional wisdom world. Go to school, get good grades, go to college, get a job. Hurry up and do this. You want to be about 22 when you get out of college. Why? Because you're going to have to feed your 401k for 40 or 50 years. That's what the math tells us. Look it up. What makes 401k successful? Time. Lots of time. And then if you do everything right along the way and you don't run into any roadblocks, right, any health catastrophes, divorces, any sort of major shakeup in your life, you do all that 40 or 50 years, then you're going to be able to retire with dignity, live frugally, and pass away quietly in the night, right? You did your job. You did everything. Problem is, that doesn't always work. Sometimes there's just not enough time in that whole equation. But that is order. People feel good following that plan. Why? Because their neighbors are doing it, their sister's doing it, it's what their parents did, it's what their brother's doing. Everybody they know, it's what's taught and preached. Every financial group in the world is telling you this. You feel good, right? Because you're in that school of fish. That's order. Me, I prefer a bit of order in my life, right? I don't want to just live, you know, a crazy fly-by-night, ready, fire, aim life. No. I do plan my life out, but I prefer a little order and a little chaos. Chaos is freedom. It's the unknown. It's doing something different. Order is the known, right? When I decide to go buy a rental house, I don't know which rental house I'm going to buy. I don't know where it is. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what the cash flow is. I have targets in mind, and then I start looking. Well, here's one in this city. Here's one in this community. Here's one in this suburb. This might work. Let's go check it out. That's a little bit of chaos, right? You got some money you want to put into an investment. You don't know where you're going to put it at that time. You're going to start doing your research. A little bit of chaos. When I explain real estate investing, and I don't necessarily do it voluntarily. When I first started investing, I was happy and proud to tell people what I was doing and how it was working. And I realized that just a lot of people that know you well aren't really interested in it. So, but if someone seeks me out and they want to talk about different ways of investing, real estate investing is so different. I mean, it's so different. Sometimes I feel like, you know, it's teaching calculus to my dog. People struggle to understand just what it is because they have these preconceived notions that it's complicated. It's too good to be true. It is contrary to the conventional wisdom world, right? It's kind of getting away from that 401k and taking that money and actually putting it into an asset that pays you. People just don't, they don't believe that, right? They've been for 20, 30 years, they've been paying a 401k, or an IRA, or insert whatever savings fund you want to. But they're putting money away, each and every month. They don't realize you can take that same amount of money, put it into a rental asset. Okay, so we're the same on the money. Let's call it $100,000, $100,000 to the 401k or $100,000 to the rental asset. The difference is the 401k is not going to go, hey, great job. Let me kick you out a monthly check. Let me give you another one next month. Let me give you another one the month after that. But this, a rental asset, will pay you each and every month. So a lot of folks just, they can't get over it. Wait, I can go invest in something that pays me back? No, there's no way. It's too good to be true. It's too contrary. I don't want to deal with it. It's chaos. And they'll stop the conversation right there. But we have to come back to the gorilla that you can either face the gorilla now or you can face the gorilla when you're 70. It's your call. But what is the solution to not outliving your money or working until you die? Keep in mind, 20%+ of 70-year-olds are still working, not because they want to, but because they have to. And one of the largest groups of people entering the workforce is people coming out of retirement. Wait a second. You mean they retire and then they have to go back to work? Yes, I'm telling you that. They underestimated or weren't able to put aside enough because the prices keep going up. So what is the solution to not outliving your money or working until you die? There's one solution I know of, friends, passive income. You need to make money every day. When you sleep, on weekends, when you're not working, every day. The only solution I know of to not working until you die is having income coming in each and every month, each and every quarter. Bottom line, retirement is a financial condition. It's not an age. We're all told in first through fifth grade, you retire when you're 65. Do you? Times have changed, friends. There's no pensions anymore unless you work for the government. Retirement is a financial condition, period. Do you have enough money coming in each and every month to cover your monthly obligations? And by the way, we don't want to just have a let's get by day-to-day retirement. We want to have a dignified retirement. We want extra money to go do what we want, everything we've deferred our whole life, when we want, with whomever we want. Bless our kids, our grandkids, our friends, our family, our church, our community, whatever. But you need that little extra. And because if not, you're just day by day. We don't want that. And we're trying to change the future by acting now. So how do you create passive income? There's many ways, okay? Lots of different forms of passive income. Passive income is exactly what it sounds like. So royalties, right? Go write a book. That's passive income. Instead of writing a book, let me tell you something much easier. Real estate, single family and multifamily. By far the easiest and best way to create passive income. That's why Lifestyles Unlimited is here. That's what we teach, education and mentoring, how to create passive income using real estate as the vehicle. There's a concept called chunking. It sounds kind of low-key, right? Chunking, what is that? That doesn't sound very financial. Well, it's real basic. It says that if I go purchase this investment property and it pays me $300 a month, well, that $300 is a chunk of my financial obligations. And if I go buy a second property, that's paying me another $300 a month. Now I have $600 I could chunk toward my expenses. Passive income is actually a form of income, according to the IRS. Many people don't know that. I didn't know that, you know, until about 20 years ago, I guess. I'm not afraid to shout that out, but it is an actual defined form of income. Let's go with the definition. I took this off of Investopedia, which is a pretty neat site. I cruise it every now and then. But passive income earnings derived from a rental property, limited partnerships, or other enterprise in which a person, this is the important part, is not actively involved. As with active income, right? That's another category to the IRS. Passive income is usually taxable. However, it is treated differently by the Internal Revenue Service. Okay? Treated differently. It is the most tax-advantaged form of income that you can have. Reason number 57 to add passive income to your life. So when passive income is used as a technical term, it's defined as either net rental income or income from a business in which a taxpayer does not materially participate. What does that mean? I send my money to an investor, a lead investor, when I'm investing in multifamily properties as a passive investor. Hey, I like your idea. I like your business plan. I'd like to be part of it. Here's my money. Count me in. After that, I'm hands off. Okay. Hands off. Not blind. I get my monthly report. I was just reading some this morning for some of my properties, and I'm reviewing, you know, what is net operating income? Is it trending up? Is it trending down? What is rental occupancy? Trending up, trending down? Are we able to raise rents? What are we doing in the CapEx? How much have we spent? What have we done? How much is left in the bank? Because we do bring money to the table for our CapEx projects. Remember, we're taking properties that need help. They need love. We make them better. We make them clean, functional places that people want to live. If they want to live there, they will pay more to live there, and they will stay longer when they live there. But when we talk about passive income, people fall into three categories. Three. Category one, people don't know what passive income was or is. I didn't know what passive income was until I was in my 40s. I had a concept of it, but I didn't know technically that passive income is a technical term, and it is a grade of income according to the IRS, right? The IRS plays an important part in our life. I would rather owe money to the mafia than owe money to the IRS. And if any of you IRS people are listening, I'm raising my hand. Mike Harrison, I like making sure I follow the law and doing everything right. And I do. Category two, people do not understand passive income. They may understand the concept, but they don't really understand passive income. Category three, they are afraid of passive income because passive income means getting out of your comfort zone. It means giving up the good life to pursue a great life. It means chaos. So you fall into one of those three categories, or you fall into a combination of all three. I said it earlier, not everyone wants to be a millionaire. At face value, the first time I heard that, I was thinking, are you crazy? Everybody wants to be a millionaire, right? Let's go buy a lottery ticket. I want to be a millionaire. I think folks that actually win the lottery don't realize the burden. Now, hey, I'm not saying I don't want to realize the burden. I'm just saying I don't think they really know what just happened if they want to be responsible and create a legacy and make it last. But when you look at that statement, when you dig into not everyone wants to be a millionaire, that is 100% true. For me, wanting to be a millionaire meant buying rental properties. It meant doing evaluations on rental properties. It meant changing my mindset. It meant having a conversation with my wife saying, hey, we're turning off the 401ks and we're buying rental property. It meant understanding everything that is involved when you buy rental properties. It meant finding old distressed properties, rehabbing those, and everything involved with the rehab, finding the GC, having the plan put together, having the budget to do the rehab. That created chaos in my life. So when I say not everyone wants to be a millionaire, most people just say, I don't want the chaos. I'm not going to deal with it. I'm going to be fine. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. And they're just kicking the can down the road for a question that's going to have to be answered from the time you're 65 to 75. And maybe you never get the answer to the question. So not everyone wants to be a millionaire. At face value, people are going to go, heck yeah, I want to be a millionaire. But they don't realize the work involved to become a millionaire. Most people, I'll tell you right now, would rather be poor or just maintain their status quo because it is a life of predictable order. Most people do not want to add chaos to their daily routine. Most people do not want to add unpredictability. Most people don't want to get out of their comfort zone, even if it means creating massive wealth. This is why I like talking about chaos versus order. Why? And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to tell you right now. I have known two billionaires with a B, not known of them, known these people. I've known them. I've sat down with them. I have broken bread with them. I have had conversations with them. The most successful people I have ever known in my life. When I look back, knowing what I know now, these folks left the comfort zone of order, of predictability, stepped into chaos to pursue a better life, to do something different, to enter the great unknown. And in doing so, succeeded immensely, created great wealth along the way. I don't know if you've ever heard of Jordan Peterson, one of my favorite authors. He has a book called 12 Rules for Life. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. I try to read several times a week, knockout books, but this one's a good one, 12 Rules for Life. It provides just an incredible discussion in one of his chapters on order versus chaos and why you need to add an amount of chaos to grow in life. Not total chaos. I don't want you to wake up in the morning and try to figure out where you are. That kind of chaos. You got to have some planning. But a little bit of chaos in your life is good. Not having any chaos, bad. Having total chaos, bad. You need some chaos. So if you don't want to take it from Mike Harrison, go check out Jordan Peterson's book, 12 Rules for Life. He's got a great discussion on chaos versus order. Chaos leads to order. This is what Jordan Peterson tells us. Chaos leads to order, which then requires one to leave order, add chaos, and repeat, right? Continue doing that. Add a little chaos, you get through it, now you have order. Let's add a little more chaos, now you have order. Think of it like this. Order is the known. It's a map, right? It's known. It's true. It's understanding. It's knowing. It is a map. I drive on this road in this direction, I will end up in this city. That is order. Now, what if the map wasn't complete? What if there was just a top section of that map that was blank? It was neutral. And you ask someone about it and you say, well, what's up here? I've never been there. I don't know. I've heard stories. It's the great unknown. Add that to your life. If the road goes to a great city, it's a well-traveled, well-known, predictable road, I want you to go beyond the city. I want you to go 40 miles further. Don't stop and just live in the known. Go experience the unknown, right? Prepare yourself for the unknown. No maps, no roads is the unknown. Chaos is freedom, my friends. And along the way, I want you to always remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Make it a great day. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.